This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
The Lonely Elf Who Saved Christmas Day. At 7 o'clock on a Wednesday morning, Raymond Clingstone would normally be fast asleep. But this wasn't a normal Wednesday morning. This Wednesday morning, it was Christmas Eve. Raymond was blocking his ears as best he could with a deflated pillow. Why did he let that little elf in last night? Where did he come from? And what on earth was he doing in the kitchen?
Oh, Raymond, you must come and see what I've prepared for us.
Elf, too early. Leave me alone.
But Raymond, you will really like what I've done.
No, Elf, go away.
Poor little Sneezelpot almost cried. He had worked so hard that morning to make this Christmas Eve a special one.
Please, Raymond, I promise, if you don't like it, you can throw me back into the street. You can even slam the door in my face again if you like.
Sneezelpot's big brown eyes filled up with water. His little lips quivered, and Raymond found himself getting out of bed and placing a hand on the elf's fuzzy green hat.
Oh, look, sorry, Elf. I'm just not a morning person, but I'm awake now, so let's see what you've done in there.
Before Raymond's eyes stood a city of pancakes and berries, croissants and jams, and a river of maple syrup flowing around the outside of the table. Minute pikelet men floated clockwise with luscious dollops of cream resting on their bellies, mountains of tropical fruit, and a volcano of hot food. Bacon, eggs, sausages, and tomatoes. Hash brown faces smiled down from the ceiling. And to top it all off, a cow sat next to the fridge with a fresh bucket of creamy milk by her side.
Do try the milk, Raymond. It's very nice.
But how?
Just pour it from the bucket.
No, I mean, how did you do this? All of this, where did it come from?
I'm a very clever little elf, Raymond.
Yes, you are, Elf. You really are.
Well, make sure you eat up. We have a big day ahead of us. Today, Raymond, we will discover the meaning of Christmas.
Sure thing, Elf. And we might make a bit of money on the side.
Sydney City was alive with activity. So many people filled the streets and stores making last-minute purchases, pushing and shoving, whining and grumbling.
Mom, I'm hungry!
Wait till we get home.
Mom!
I said
I
wait!
I think she said it's $10.
Buy it or leave it.
Forget.
Get out of my way!
I was here first!
You just have to wait like everybody else!
It was almost midday by the time Sneezelpot and Raymond made it into the city. And the shoppers were at their crankiest.
So this is how it works, Elf. We get their attention, you do a trick, they pay us money.
And that's how we discover the meaning of Christmas.
Yeah, of course, that's it.
I can't wait, Raymond. This is very exciting.
Excuse me, sir.
What do you want?
How would you like to see this little elf perform a trick?
Is it free?
First trick, yes. Elf, do a double backflip. The next trick is a triple backflip, but it will cost you $10.
Sure.
A triple backflip, please, Elf.
Oh, that is a little bit tricky.
That's great. How much is he?
Oh, no. The elf isn't for sale. Just the tricks.
I'll give you $100. I'll give you 200. My kids would love him.
Do I hear three?
What are you doing, Raymond?
300 for the elf.
Anyone with four.
Stop it, Raymond. You can't sell me. I'm not yours.
400.
Help. Somebody help me.
Sneezelpot was so afraid. So far from home. And nobody around to help him. Raymond lifted the elf above his head like a rag doll.
Who'll give me 500?
Please don't sell me, Raymond. I thought we were friends.
And just then, a man wearing a blue uniform and a funny-shaped hat approached Raymond Clingstone. The crowd were quick to be on their way.
Are you all right there, sir?
Good afternoon, officer. What seems to be the problem?
Well, it looked to me like you were trying to sell your son.
What? This isn't my son, it's an elf.
Ah, an elf, is it? And where's Santa?
Why, he's in the North Pole, of course.
Right. Enough cheek, lads. What are you doing causing all this ruckus?
We're just street entertainers, officer.
No, we're not, Raymond. You said we're scamming dummies to make some money.
I think I've heard enough. Why don't I give you boys a little lift down to the station?
Oh, thank you so much, officer.
Quiet, Elf.
That afternoon, Raymond and Sneaselpot found themselves sitting in a cold, dark cell, with nobody to talk to except a rat, whom Sneaselpot had given the name Peter.
Look, Elf, I'm sorry I tried to sell you today. I just got caught up in the moment, you know?
That's all right, Raymond. I understand. To you, Christmas is all about making money. But I think you're wrong, Raymond.
Of course you do. Christmas is all about Santa Claus, right?
Santa told me that it's not about him either.
Well, unless I get a pretty clear sign to tell me otherwise. Collecting money, fine with me.
Raymond Klingstone was unaware, but the very moment he asked for a sign, an elderly old man walked into the prison. And this particular elderly old man was about to pay the bail to set Raymond free. This rather mysterious elderly old man was about to give Raymond and the elf a sign they would never forget. But that all happens next week, in part 3 of The Lonely Elf Who Saved Christmas Day.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.